Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Focus Elf. We help entrepreneurs stay on track to hit their goals with unlimited project management and business support starting at just 50 cents a day. Visit gofocuself.com to get started. That's gofocuself.com. Today's guest is Adolfo Gomez Cis. Adolfo is the founder and chief passion officer of Gold Results. Over the past three decades, Adolfo has cultivated a legacy of excellence, collaborating with multinational corporations and professional athletes to elevate their performance and propel them to the pinnacle of their respective fields. His BizHub is about that time when your skills are put to the test, when things don't go as planned. Adolfo, welcome to the show. Tell me your story.
Hi, Anna. Thank you so much for inviting me. So this is a really funny story. I've been around this for a while. And so this is about 20 years ago. And we were pitching. So we are a performance optimization company, and we work with professional athletes and we work with companies. And we were pitching to a very big corporate client, big name, and it had just come in and it was last minute. They said, hey, we want to invite you. So we spent like almost all night preparing. And I, you know, it was early days. And so I wrote up this deck and then let the team finish it off. And then I took the plane because I had to go travel to the client. And then they mailed it over to me. So unbeknownst to me, one of the younger members of the team had thought that I had made a mistake in what I wanted to say. Because I had put down this phrase that said, you get the results that you measure. Right? Mm-hmm. And this is about, again, 20 years ago. So this wasn't, you know, that common to hear. And so he, poor guy, thought, well, he must have, you know, he must be tired. So he changed it. He said, you measure the results that you get. And then he just sent me the presentation, but he didn't tell me. So I get in front of these clients, big pitch, and I'm going and changing pages. And all of a sudden I get onto that page and I see that they had changed. And that was my big drama point, because that was the whole idea. It was about how you can change culture, how you have to, you know, measure based on what you want to achieve. So I get there and I froze. And I was just thinking, this is where all your training comes in, right? If you've prepared properly, I saw a great comment by an astronaut who was out in space, went blind. And then he said, you know, the best plan is preparation, right? So he had prepared, so he was fine. So all the years and the thousands of hours I talked about performance, just it kind of kicked in. I thought, okay, so what can I do? I can't do anything with this. And I can't say, excuse me, we messed this up. So I thought, okay, I got to buy some time and then I got to figure out a way to do Aikido and use this. So I said to all the, so I stopped and I said to all the execs who were there, I said, look, read that phrase again, right? And I'm hoping while they're reading it, I'm going to have some kind of idea. Read that phrase again. And they said, you measure the results again. And I said, okay, write it down. Everybody write it down on your paper. I said, wait, I'm going to write it on the flip chart, right? I'm buying the precious few seconds. And then I realized what I was going to do. I said, okay, so that is old time thinking, right? What the new paradigm is all about is, and I crossed it out. I said, I want you all to cross it out on your paper. And then I wrote it properly, right? I wrote the way I'd written, right? You get the results you measure. And what I mean by that, and then I got into this big conversation around culture and how you have to design your measurement systems to drive the behaviors you want. And that so many companies are disconnected between that. Anyway, so the thing worked out well. We actually got the piece of work. They loved that. And then, but of course, then we got out and went for, you know, have a bite. And I just wanted to kill this guy. And we were like, how could you do that? So that was just one of those funny stories I remember. But, you know, the learning for me was we always do a lot of role play before we go in, just like athletes, right? You train before a game, you prepare, you think of contingencies, you think of all the questions they can do. And I hadn't particularly thought specifically about this one, but, you know, all the training just gave me, you know, said quick on your feet, what's important, what's the message you're trying to get across? And I found another way to do it. So that was my big lesson.
Yes. I'm speechless.
Okay. So yeah. So I just thought that might be useful for your
yes.
listeners. And you know, it's something I tell all my clients, and you know, years it taught me. And the more experienced you are, the more important it is to prepare. I mean, see guys like Steve Jobs, they were great. They really prepared presentations. They ran over it and over it. And I think there's nothing like preparation to be natural. And you know,
also, you know, yes. Also, I know you, I love the fact that you when they said something and you didn't know what to do at that time, you were like, okay, I'm gonna tell them to do this, and that's gonna buy me some time. And then, all right, now write it down, and that's gonna buy me some more time. Now cross it off, and that's gonna buy me some more time. And sometimes it's I related to, we were talking about martial arts, you and me. Yeah. And I related to that, it's like you don't have to go and just like crush everything. You just need like one more point.
Right.
To win. It's just one more point.
And sometimes when you need to figure out your rival, so going back to fighting, when I used to be, you know, you need to buy some time. So you don't attack, you jab out, you move around, you try and figure out, because you haven't figured them out, right? And
yes.
They've thrown stuff at you that you didn't expect. And I think that's true in a lot of things. And people in business are scared of silence, right? So one of the powerful tools I teach is when you get something thrown at you, is just hold silent for a second, say, well, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that. Let me have a think about it, and then hold that silence, and that's really powerful.
Yeah, you know, that's something that I learned recently. Usually, when I'm trying to explain something and get to a point, I go through the rabbit hole, especially in mm-hmm. English, because it's not my mother language, and it's so hard for me to just like make a point. And then I learned that it's okay to be like, all right, let me hold my thoughts and like recoup, and think about a way to say it. In one sentence, and not to just go into like around everything to make a point.
And I think people really appreciate that. People who are, you know, they appreciate leaders who are able to say, look, I don't know the answer. You know, let me think about it. Hey, I never thought of that. So you don't, you know, I think we're brought up to sort of have all the answers and answer quick. And that's why we don't know how to listen, right? So we listen to answer as opposed mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. actually to understand. So I think there's a lot of, you know, take lessons from the martial arts, which is all around that. You just flow, and you know, the equivalent in other sports would be, there's a great book by Joey Galloway called The Inner Game, and it's about tennis, and it's about how you need to just let your talent flow, right? When you learn a skill, it's in the back of your brain, not in the cognitive part. And if you try and control that, you can't. So you just have to trust your hours of training. And I think there's a lot of wisdom in that.
Awesome. Adolfo, who do you serve, and how can those people find you?
So we work with professional athletes, and we work with large corporations. They can find us either at our web, which is www.goldresult-results.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn, Adolfo Gomez Sanchez, just reach out. I'd love to have conversations, and anything we can do to help is great.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Adolfo Gomez Sanchez, for coming in and sharing his story about when your skills are put to the test and then things don't go as planned. If you've got a mishap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One mishap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you want help getting your business back on track, the ELF can help. Visit gofocuself.com and get started with us for just 50 cents a day. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.